at 91.9 FM The Cave. I'm your host, Sam, and today I'm going to be talking to you about one of my favorite organizations and one of my personal biggest role models, Rob Dyer and Skate for Cancer. Rob has worked extremely hard and continues to do so. He has been an inspiration to a countless amount of people, and by the end of this, you'll love him just as much as I do. I'm going to take you through the journey of how Skate for Cancer came to be and where it is now. But first, I'm going to play one of the many bands affiliated with Skate for Cancer, Billy Talent. Cancer founder Rob Dyer was just 16 years old when this project first came into materialization in 2003. After losing his mother, two grandmothers, and best friend to cancer all in a short period of time, he channeled his emotions into one big idea. He was going to skateboard from the west coast of the United States to his hometown near Toronto, visiting schools and hospitals along the way, in hopes to raise awareness for cancer. In a quote from his website, "The whole idea was to prove that anything can be done with enough determination, and he hoped that this philosophy would inspire young people to stay optimistic about dealing with cancer in its various forms." He was largely inspired by Terry Fox, who ran a Cross Canada Marathon in 1980 to raise awareness for cancer. So in March of 2004, despite people telling him that his plan wouldn't work, Rob and a team of volunteers met in Los Angeles and started traveling east. It was a tough journey with a lot of obstacles, but Rob was determined because, he would explain, if other people had to struggle with cancer, he was going to join them in the struggle.
I have
During the skate marathon, a major sponsor decided to withdraw its support, which caused the school bus that had been their home for the entire trip to be recalled, and the Skate for Cancer team had to disband. Other unfortunate events occurred, like during the home stretch, the team's car was broken into and robbed. Rob was regularly hassled by police and forced to stop traveling on certain highways so he would make up for lost kilometers skating circles in nearby cities. Rob was also often knocked by passing cars, but he was never injured. He ended up developing a stress fracture in his ankle but decided to keep skating and relied on painkillers and his newfound determination to overcome unexpected obstacles. Rob finally skateboarded past the finish line in July 2004, and even though he had completed his 8,000 kilometers, he would still describe the skate as a disappointment. Little did everyone know that, at this time, this was one of the most important journeys in Skate for Cancer history, and motivated Rob to set out on another major marathon skate, this time being in his home country of Canada. Blame it on the world.
Yeah.
After arriving back at home, Rob started propelling Skate for Cancer by touring with bands, hosting events, and by using social media. He often had to couch surf and worked at the student pub to pay his bills. He focused on building a strong and positive foundation of young people who were passionate about finding a cure. A new branch of Skate for Cancer called The Cure is Knowledge became established, and it focused on teaching people about healthy living, because 80% of all cancers can be prevented with the right information. In June of 2008, Rob decided that it was time to do another big skate marathon to remind people that his campaign was about dreaming big. He would skate from Vancouver to Halifax in 5 months. Having already completed one skate, he knew mostly what to expect from this one. This skate went a lot more smoothly than the previous one, with Rob and the team only occasionally being bothered by police. When they eventually arrived in Toronto, they were welcomed by MTV, who had shut down the street so that kids could skate a few kilometers with Rob Dyer. They arrived in Halifax and skated past the finish line at 2 a.m. on a cold morning in November. Rob considered this to be the first true success for Skate for Cancer. In January 2010, Rob and his crew flew across the planet and started yet another skate marathon over New Zealand and Australia. They started off in New Zealand, thinking it would be a great warm-up to prepare them for Australia, but they were wrong. There were few paved roads, lots of bumps, hills, and a lot of crossing sheep. Regardless, they managed to overcome those new challenges and stayed perfectly on schedule. In less than 4 weeks, they had completed New Zealand and were ready for the second leg of the skate in Australia. The Australian skate started in Sydney and was set to finish in Perth. When Rob had almost made it to Adelaide, a driver on the road lost control behind him and he was hit. Rob suffered a serious groin injury, and after a visit to the hospital, the team was forced to fly back home to Canada.
Did you see? heard the train shake the windows. You screamed over the sound. And as we open this night, I put your body to the test with mine. This love was out of control. 3, 2, 1, let it go.
Quickly recovering from what happened in Australia, in the summer of 2011, Rob and his team set off on yet another cross-country skate, this time in France. Rob covered over 800 kilometers from north to south and completed the skate on July 18, 2011. They faced many obstacles along the way as expected, dealing with mental and physical hardships, but made it through without giving up. Rob is determined to spread his message of cancer awareness and prevention all over the world.
About my whole life, I've always had something I've had to hide, and it's been beneath me all this time. I can't escape this longing for something more than a good reason to leave these lonely nights. And I've cried, is anybody outside? Is there anybody else here just like me? Is there anybody else here just like me?
I'll be back where I started.
There's always been people who let me down. I keep seeing their shadows all around. I can't escape this. I need a new connection, a good reason to pack my bags and go. And I've cried. Is anybody outside? Is there anybody else here just like? Is there anybody else here just like me?
Apart from the skate marathon projects, Rob worked hard pushing Skate for Cancer and the Cure's knowledge to as many young people as he could by touring with bigger bands such as Billy Talent and All Time Low. For years now, he has been teaching that prevention is the first step to stopping cancer, but many people are still diagnosed every day. Rob has his heart set on another new idea now, to build the Dream Love Cure Drop-In Center in Toronto. It will be a place where anybody who has been directly or indirectly affected by cancer can come hang out, get educated, and be in an environment that is supportive and safe. He and the Skate for Cancer team are working very hard to make this dream a reality and are receiving a tremendous amount of support from the community. If you would like to get involved with anything Skate for Cancer related, you can do so by using social networking to spread the word, tell people about it, or buy a button, t-shirt, anything.
Tables turn. You're beautiful, strange, defiantly brash. Be careful now. Kids, you're a colored bug. Always just a colored bug, the rest. If there's something left to be learned, then my time is running. Why should I waste it on you? I shouldn't be trusted.
Trust it. So- and resign as the tables turn. Let's slip away the renegade life you've been dreaming of. Kids, you're a cut above, always just a cut above the rest.
If there's something left to be learned, then my time is falling. Why should I waste it on you? I shouldn't be trusted, so live and let go.
Due to his outreach in the music community, Rob Dyer has become an underground sensation and has spoken to thousands of kids about his cause. At this point in time, he has skated a total of 19,640 kilometers. Rob has inspired many and is truly one of the most genuine and optimistic people you will ever meet. I can't wait to see what he has in store for the future. Thank you for listening. This was Sam on CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave.
Impossible. We will.